In the West Bank, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today announced a new Palestinian cabinet that trims the number of ministers by a third. The biggest change is the appointment of a 73-year-old Palestinian general as interior minister with responsibility for the security services. Also today, Palestinian police rounded up and arrested Islamic Jihad leader Sheikh Abdallah Shami on Sunday, along with 14 members of the group, which took responsibility for a suicide bombing of an Israeli bus last week. 17 people were killed. Arafat's move comes after heavy pressure from the international community for reform of the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, before we discuss the shakeup of Yasser Arafat's Palestinian cabinet, the Bush administration and others have urged Arafat to crack down on militants. What do today's arrests mean?
Well, both Israeli and Palestinian analysts say that it's a little too early to tell whether these arrests are the beginning of a real crackdown on groups such as Islamic Jihad, Hamas, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, that have carried out attacks on Israelis in recent months, or whether this is a one-shot deal. Israeli officials say that if it does turn out to be the beginning of a process, then they welcome it.
Linda, now tell us what kinds of changes Yasser Arafat made in his cabinet.
Yasser Arafat cut the number of cabinet posts from 31 to 21. One of the Palestinian cabinet ministers said it'll be a smaller, more effective cabinet that way. And he appointed General Abdelrazik Yahya as head of the security forces. And the general is expected to carry out some reforms that would include a streamlining of those security forces, as the Bush administration has been demanding.
So what's the reaction from Israelis and Palestinians?
Well, Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said that the appointment of the general, who is 73 years old, is actually a step backward. Defense Minister Ben-Eliezer said that General Yahya is a man of the past, not of the future. Palestinian analysts said that the fact that he is 73 years old and has not been involved in the Palestinian Authority recently could mean that Yasser Arafat is trying to appoint somebody that he can continue to control. Other Palestinian officials welcomed it and said it could be the beginning of something new.
Arafat's move is just one day before Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon meets President Bush here in Washington. Why the announcement today?
The international community, and especially the Bush administration, has really been pressuring Yasser Arafat hard to make these reforms of the Palestinian Authority on all kinds of levels, the administrative level, the security services, the financial level. An Israeli and Palestinian analyst said this seems to be Yasser Arafat's response to those pressures. And the analyst said this is a way of Yasser Arafat saying, I still want to be part of this peace process.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.